Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signal, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international stage. The question of the day, should China persist in its project of military aggrandizement? Now, John Mearsheimer, a prominent scholar of the Realist School of International Relations, contends that the ultimate objective of every state is aggrandizement that affords it hegemonic influence over its region and the freedom to project its power as it wishes across the world. Others like Edward Luttwak would soften his assumption by demonstrating that the nation-state can choose to avoid military aggrandizement and emphasize other forms of international relations. Germany, for example, has focused on its international relations posture on trade. It is also stated that China in the present day finds itself in the very same position that Germany was in the late 19th century. In that period, German scholars were at the forefront of scientific research, while German industry was world-beating in its scope and sophistication. If one desired to advance his ideas in the sciences, he would have to learn German first. All the important books were written in German. Germany had an important economic and scientific profile on the world stage. Now, in short, for China, the choice between economic might and a muted military profile and military aggrandizement and the arms race and rebalancing that come with it.